So is it saying you can't take photos or videos of people wearing lingerie, or is it lingerie is prohibited?
Lingerie is prohibited.
My point is, when you update it, why can't you leave the car?
That's a great point. I don't know.
Elon, what are we doing?
He kissed the lips. No, he said it.
I didn't say that. I did never kiss the lips before, but I wouldn't be above it.
Danny!
Oh my God.
In many ways, do not understand the, you know, the care and, you know, I don't know.
What are you about to
say? What's going on here?
I don't understand, like, okay, here we go. Welcome back to the Picket Boys podcast.
Oh, hated every part
of
that.
Was that an impression?
What was that about? Yeah, was that an impression?
No, it was just something that came out of me. I felt it, and I went with it.
Okay, well, you know, keep doing that. Maybe one of them will hit. Love that.
You've got JT here and a thief.
Thief?
You're wearing my hat, bitch.
First of all, you're not a...
Oh, that's yours.
Not going to insult the hat. You're a Yankees fan. You're not a Yankees fan, and I don't even think you know what the other team is.
The Dodgers.
So you don't deserve
this. I hate.
All right, so, and you rep them? It's fucking weird.
This is like, this is the people I hate hat.
This is the people I hate hat?
Yeah. That's just that.
I can't wait for the next hat Danny comes in. All right, fine. Danny wears hats only of the things he hates.
And
so
if you're a Yankees fan, then you shouldn't really be wearing the Dodgers because they're enemies.
Yeah, it's them beating up this guy.
Ooh, so you need like a lesser than or equal to.
Yeah,
sign
I have.
There.
I'm gonna Sharpie it in.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm gonna do that right after this.
See, I thought you just like to fence it because you also have a from way back in the day a May Mac hat. Just Mayweather versus McGregor. You have both of them. It doesn't pick a side.
I'm pretty sure that just came when you buy the pay-per-view. And I think that just came.
Oh, there you go.
So we watched it in the yard.
They should let you pick.
They should let you pick. Also, Mac May is way worse than May Mac. That's Mayweather versus Conor McGregor, the boxing match from like 2016.
Yeah, I hate the abbreviations there, honestly. May Mac.
It has to be the first three for sure.
No, I know. Just makes it sound like an
airport. Then it'll be MCG. That's for McGregor. That's terrible. It's got to be Mac. The Mystic Mac.
Just put Mayweather and McGregor on the same hat.
No, that's too many letters, dude.
We'll put their faces.
That's even worse. Even
and
worse.
Little boxing gloves.
Yeah, little boxing gloves.
I'll tell you what, if they had a little men, like they were tiny, not their faces, but little bodies like that or something, like Mike Tyson.
Oh, like
One
video
Punch.
Game little?
Yeah, something like that.
Those would be two. That would be
still cute. Still wouldn't have worn them.
Anyway, how's your day? How's your week been? Since the last time we talked.
Since
last week. I mean, that's what we do here, right? All right,
so
we
I need
to count our week.
I got it. Danny, how was your week?
That's not what I'm saying.
What
at
happened?
All.
What happened?
That's
Danny?
Not what I'm saying.
What
at
happened?
All. Out. Nothing happened.
Everyone knows someone like that. They ask you about, oh wow, your shoes look really nice, and all you know is that they want you to ask about their shoes.
I had a very just regular week. Nothing special. I just want to know. Sorry, I want to know about my friends
I don't believe
and their
it.
Lives.
I don't believe you.
But I was on the subway.
I knew it.
I was on the subway, and I had a very authentically New York experience.
You saw okay. a rat.
Well, no, that's everybody has those.
Right.
But first of all, the subway car I'm on, if there was a play, if this whole scene was a play, this would be like the stereotypical cast of New Yorkers. Real mixed bag of people,
mm-hmm.
all different races, all different, like, obviously careers. And, like, it's just a very, you know, New York group of people.
Were you the lead in this play?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Either way, so the train opens and a woman starts to walk onto the train.
She's the lead.
Maybe. But can you please? A woman starts to walk onto the train, and you can see she's holding like two kids' hands.
All right.
And she walks in, and something falls, and she screams bloody murder.
Jesus.
And everybody thinks, oh my God, the child fell into the thing. And so all the New Yorkers spring into action. Like somebody, people go to hold the door. Some guy was about to pull the emergency brake.
Fair.
And then everybody realized. That she had just dropped her phone down there.
Ooh.
And so it was just such a great, I don't know, it was such a great example that like New Yorkers, when there's an actual thing, will come together.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they learned it was her phone, they were like, get off the train. Somebody will get it. You know, somebody who works here will get it after the train leaves. Get the hell out of here.
New York is such a place where it goes from we need to help everybody to get the fuck out of my way.
The train is trying to move. It's was just the duality of New Yorkers, and I loved it.
That's beautiful.
I loved it.
That's beautiful. What would that play be called?
I don't know. Trouble on the Tracks.
All right. We can workshop that.
A little on
that.
The nose.
Yeah, we can workshop that.
I'm sorry.
It's a little derivative, actually.
Also, by the way, that lady, unbelievably the lead. Unbelievably the lead.
Well, and then afterwards, like, it closed, the subway doors closed, she went off, and everybody was just, like, talking like they all knew each other. Like, oh, my God, I thought the baby fell. He was like, I thought the baby fell, too. Like, I was about to pull the brake. And then it was just a nice moment of camaraderie and then anger together.
Yeah.
What did you do to help?
Just watch. I knew it.
You've been in New York all your life. How are you not one of the people?
To be fair, I could have stopped the train. Like, if it was actually the baby.
What are you going to do?
I was standing by the door, so I could have just body blocked the door, and then the train can't leave.
Just Danny's getting sandwiched by the door.
I mean, if it were to save a child, that would be a fine thing for me to do. You're not going to crush you.
Were you under the impression at all at first that it was a baby?
Oh, for sure.
So you didn't. This woman screamed.
Again, I was right by an open door, so if it was tried to close and there was a problem, I would have stuck my leg out.
What was the big reveal, by the way?
That it was her phone.
The child walked
into the train.
And then did anyone go like, and then, oh, was there another child? And then she say, oh, no, it's my phone.
Oh, my God, my phone. And then that's when everybody turned against her. And went, okay. Get off the train. Get somebody from the MTA. They'll help you later.
Now they're just going, stupid bitch.
Yeah. But that was my story. And I thought it was nice. It's just nice to see the humanity in people sometimes. You know, it's like a child was in danger and all of these strangers like really did jump into action to help them.
Children for sure. Children, yeah. everyone helped.
And I think if it was a person who's dropped, you know, their leg in, they would have helped.
Yeah, but I feel like slightly less people. My point is, you know, you're getting the maximum amount of people at child.
But yeah.
And not even all of them sometimes.
And it just it's like you ever like it's a restored faith in humanity moment.
And yours was low.
Yeah, at the time, maybe it was low, right. A little bit low.
Gotcha.
But have you ever guys thought about, like, whenever I walk over, like, a sewer grate, and I have my phone, I'm like, okay, don't drop this. That would suck to drop it in a sewer grate.
There are a lot of times where we're trying to find parking spots, and if it's over a sewer grate, I go, you know, let's just find another spot.
Because as soon as you open the door,
phone
out the pocket.
The danger of opening your door when you're in a car and your life falling out of your pockets is so high, and it's happened to me twice, and I'm not doing it again.
I will say, one thing that I think I overlook is that my car has, like, you know, the key fob, so you don't need to actually, like when you walk close to the door, you just get to open it, and then you can just press the button and start it.
Right.
It kind of feels like magic. It's like, okay. I never put a key in, like, when I just walk up to it, it opens. It feels like just kind of Open Sesame magic car, and I love that.
I saw a video, we might need you to look this up. I saw a video of, okay, so Tesla, right? I saw a video of this girl that accidentally started updating the car while she was in it, and she couldn't get out of it. Like, you can't get out of the car when it's updating. You're not supposed to update it while you're inside. And it was, you know, it's starting to get summer, and she was sweating, and she was panicking. Like, I hope I have enough oxygen left. I don't know if that's how that works in a car. Yeah, right there. Two weeks ago.
Guys, I'm literally a moron. I'm a moron. Updating my car. By the way, it's been updating for the past 30 minutes. It says it's only supposed to chart or update for 24 minutes. And when your car is updating, you are stuck in your car if you activate it when you're in here. So I did that, and now I'm stuck in my car, literally dripping sweat. And inside my car, it's 103 degrees. So I'm slightly freaking out. I hope I don't, like, run out of air. I can't open up the doors or the windows.
Enough. That's enough. But
there are also ways.
Being claustrophobic.
No, it's just like, we don't got to watch a minute of her complaining that this dumbass got trapped in a car.
If she really wanted to, she could get out. You pull the back seat down and then go through the trunk.
Dude, that is just so much work.
I mean,
isn't the trunk locked?
If you're dying.
No.
But the trunk, every trunk, I think it's a safety.
I'll tell you what.
You have to have, like, a glow-in-the-dark little.
Knowing the Tesla, maybe they don't have that. Besides the point, I'm saying, Just the fact that because I'm updating my car, by the way, let me say that again, updating my car, I need to now go out through the trunk. It's like, that doesn't make any sense. Why does it have to be airtight sealed? Like, we're going into space.
That's a mode it has. It's not always airtight.
My point is, when you update it, why can't you leave the car?
That's a great point. I don't know.
Elon, what are we doing?
I mean, why were they recalled?
Oh, Cybertrucks were just recalled because there's like a front panel. There's like a cover on the gas pedal that can slide up and get stuck at like 100% acceleration.
Oh, okay.
And so they recalled them all.
Wait, and not for the finger chopping?
Not, it wasn't for the finger chopping.
Yeah, so that
the
they can...
like
the
I mean, I think they should definitely fix that because, you know, they're all fancy and they have, you know, all these sensors or whatever. But there are also some things just like if you're a dumbass, you're a dumbass. You know, like don't put your finger in a thing that's closing. That could work because I could chop off my finger on any car.
Yeah.
If I tried hard enough.
I don't think you'd have to even try that hard. I think you're right.
Yeah, just fucking slam a door on your finger.
There it is. Nick did that to me once. Didn't
break
it.
Yeah, I've done that. It didn't come off.
And it didn't break it. Thought it was broken.
See, I think if you actually really want your finger to come off, you put your finger...
Oh, let's not tell people how to chop off their fingers.
You put your finger in the... When the door is open, in the edge, for the sure. corner of
yeah.
the door.
You know, like
and
the,
then you slam yeah. it.
Okay.
Cause
I'll keep that in mind.
You know, when you're pulling on the handle, the door that... When it swings out, that part's kind of soft. The hinge part, that's a hard boy. That's a hard boy.
Oh, it's coming off if you put it there.
No, that's where I got slammed in. And it was,
no,
it's kind
no,
of cushy.
Where you said.
Oh, the hinge part.
Yeah,
where he said.
Where he said. Yeah, yeah. That, it's coming off. Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's not. I don't think it's surviving there.
Also, there's something about force, something and the something. The forces on the hinge point are larger than the swinging part. Something like that.
What?
I don't know.
Why did that even
matter? That's for scientists to figure
why,
out.
Why did that even...
The point is, don't put your fingers near anything that's closing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I heard that if your pinky gets cut off, they don't even reattach it, but I don't think that's true.
Why not?
No.
If I have it.
Wait, maybe it's pinky toe.
That might be true.
Because they're like, I think so useless.
I heard that, but then I also read something that if you lose your pinky, you lose 50% of your hand strength. I don't know if that's true.
That's definitely not.
I don't know if that's true.
In fucking, when I used to take
this whole, go like this, and then
that's
go like
tough.
This. This entire muscle is like connected.
He's now, right. It feels so good when you do this.
It is not 50% because we could go on the fucking bar right there, and I could hang for way longer like this than I can like this.
Well, definitely not longer.
Oh,
you
no,
mean
no,
that?
Then just my pinky. So it's not 50%.
Oh, that's not fair. I don't think that's fair as something.
Okay, well,
not
I can hang for
Jason. Jason, if you lose your pinky, if you lose
it's
not 50%.
Bro, it's like the sum of your parts are greater than the whole type situation.
I do not buy that it is 50%.
Let's say
Do my test.
Dude, it feels weak.
I'll tell you this.
He's not doing the test.
I'll tell
you're
you
not
this.
Doing it.
I don't know.
He's not doing the test.
Please. Look, your pinky's out. What do you want?
Do
I don't
the test. Go like this.
I don't care about your test.
He's not doing the test because he knows.
The pinky finger and the ring finger act as a power bottom? What? First of all, I don't trust this scientist terminology.
Every time we ask Jason to look something up, he rolls his eyes, does it begrudgingly, and then just does the wrong. What are we doing?
This lady called it a power bottom, bro. You're going to believe
her? She's a hand therapist. Yeah.
She called it a power bottom. She sounds like a sex therapist.
A certified hand therapist.
Okay,
also,
I'll tell you this.
Sex therapists can know about it. What is that? Sex therapy's real.
A certified hand therapist and a certified sex therapist. There's a middle of a Venn diagram there.
Just hand jobs. That's it.
Well, that's the middle.
I could give you a hand job without my pinky, and it would be just as good.
Okay.
Oh,
no, no, no.
I don't think so. Yes, I don't think so.
Yes, I could.
What did I just hear?
Yo, you're about 15 seconds behind in the combo,
fine.
And you're out of it now.
He was about to re-say it.
Well, he said if he gave me a hand job without a pinky, it would be just as good.
I don't think so.
I don't think it'd be just as good. I don't think it'd
that
be just
bottom,
as good.
That bottom force is...
Oh, so this metric is, it's about 50% pleasure of a hand job. You need the pinky for that. Oh, yeah, pinkies.
This is the same.
This is quoting
source.
The same lady. Yeah. One lady said this who's a sex therapist, and everyone buys
maybe
it.
Maybe she's just right. You know, it just took one person to be completely correct.
I'll tell you this. If you... First of all, this is making the pinky sound like the strongest finger.
No.
Yes, it is.
No, it's like...
It's saying it accounts for 50% of the strength.
Before it said by digits. You know, it's like one digit, you have 15%. Then two digits, you have, you know, like 25%. It goes up in different increments.
If you had to hang on a bar...
Yes.
And you have to achieve the longest time hanging on it possible.
All right.
But I'm going to cut off one of your fingers before you do it.
Right.
Which one are you cutting?
Middle finger.
That's crazy. The middle finger is so long and so strong. That's crazy. You're not going to choose the pinky.
No.
It is not strong. It's a lie. She's
a liar. Test. Do my test.
I'll do it.
Do the test.
No, you're not doing
go
it.
Go like this.
Dude,
go
it
like this.
It doesn't feel as strong.
And you can't even do it. Go like this and then close
what
your hand and go like.
Wait, what am I not doing?
You got to go like this.
I'll tell you what,
this
though.
Is
what
it, opening
this is what your grip strength is without your pinky. And now do it with the pinky. Oh, the grip.
I'll tell you what, though. Try to do
now
it.
Now do it without the middle finger. Now
yeah,
do it without
yeah,
the middle
yeah,
finger.
Yeah, do it without the
now
middle finger.
It
doesn't feel as good.
It feels way weaker.
Oh, no. This feels weak. This feels stronger than the pinky
one. Oh, my gosh.
dude, there's a lot of meat here. Look at this meat.
Can you find any fucking scientist or something that's not Lori?
No, easy.
Losing,
no,
losing
easy.
The finger, the ring finger decreased grip strength by 21%.
See, that's not as much as the pinky.
Together,
JT.
Losing the pinky and the ring finger decreased overall grip by 34% to 67%.
That's a lot of percent.
About the middle finger?
How about you do this? Look up the strongest finger. Like, what's the strongest finger? Look that up. No, not the thumb's not a finger. That's a thumb.
It definitely is not going to be the pinky.
And again, bro, if you could press... it's about the parts, the sum of the parts of the whole.
Strongest finger on your hand.
I'm going to put my thumb in your hole.
The middle finger was the most important contributor to grip strength. Well,
thank
that's
you.
Not great.
Thank you. That is exactly what I said.
That's not great.
30 seconds ago.
That's not great. Yeah, but see, you're arguing grip strength.
No, he was arguing.
The next most, the
no,
next
it's,
most,
it's stronger.
The next most important is the combination of the ring and little finger. So really, your pointer finger is the one to do here, according
well,
to this.
Well, this is combination. So
again,
we're judging them separately. You don't get the combine. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, you don't get the combine. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the other one says the pink.
Also, you're just using one metric. You know, you're judging a fish how to climb a tree, not how to swim. It's not really fair mm-hmm. here. It's
how?
Not really fair here.
How?
Because you're judging just by grip strength or climbing strength, whatever it said. What did it say?
What are we judging?
Unclear.
Grip strength. I thought we were talking about grip strength the whole time.
The little finger was the weakest overall. You know what?
Thank
it's,
you.
You know, it's not about the
obviously.
It's not about the strength of the pinky. It's about what he contributes yeah, to the team. It JT. Is. That's what you don't understand. It's about the team.
Go up. Go up. They, when they talk about the strongest finger, the middle, which is what Danny, hold on. Danny said, oh, this is way weaker. It literally says it right there. Michael, secondly, they're when they're talking about the next one, they're combining ring and little. Yes, if I get to choose two over one, I'll choose two.
You're just denying the other study that we saw.
Michael Jordan.
The study, it was a fucking sex therapist.
Michael Jordan couldn't win his rings by himself. That's what I'm saying. He needed a ring finger to wear them. Got it.
Look up this. Look up exactly what I want to see. Pinky finger strongest myth.
That's not fair. That's a loaded question.
But you looked up
exactly.
What are you,
my therapist?
You guys are looking up, oh, pinky finger strongest.
Oh, yeah. We're going to go
on
Reddit.
Some Reddit.
Yeah, we're going to go on Reddit.
Check this. Cause
we're going to go on Reddit.
See what Bum Destroyer 23 says about it.
This is the same thing.
No, it's we're back at whatever her name was.
All right. Well,
no, you got nothing either.
No, we have a source that says what you guys say and a source that says what I say.
Yeah, but ours
is
a therapist.
Fact, it's about this muscle here. It's not about the pinky finger itself. It's about this whole entire clasping.
I'm pretty sure your whole grip strength is controlled by one muscle, the forearm. Yeah. You want to bet?
Do my test.
It's all the fingers are connected to the one muscle. But they're all, like, have separate tendons and shit.
To the knee bone.
But the tendons matter, you know.
Well, yeah.
For sure. I didn't say they don't yeah. matter. Everything matters.
I saw something the other day that was, like, it was a Michelangelo statue. And it was, like, this is how we know Michelangelo, like, knew so much about anatomy. Because the guy's pinky finger is up. And there is, like, a tendon that only reveals itself when your pinky finger is up.
Yeah.
I saw that.
That guy's a freak. Also, what they used to do was just go into the morgues and just... prod and prod at cadavers and dead bodies. They were weird.
How else do you find out?
They don't. I'll tell you what. It would have looked just as good without knowing that the inside of a body works.
No, no. It wouldn't have. It wouldn't have the tendon.
I disagree with this. I also, in many ways, do not understand the, you know, the care and, you know, I don't know.
What are you about to
say? Yeah, what's going on here?
I don't understand, like, the care and respect we give towards a dead body. It's literally just like a thing now.
Oh,
it's just like a sandbag.
I agree.
Okay.
Still gross.
Yeah, what is that?
It's still weird to go poke and prod.
Yeah. I don't think it's weird to go poke and prod if you're trying to learn. These people didn't have the internet. They didn't have...
There was nothing to do back then.
That's true.
Yeah, half of the scientists didn't even think that we were not at the center of the earth.
That's true. What?
Oh, it was half of the scientists didn't even believe that we were not at the center of the earth. So that a bunch of scientists believed that we were the center of the earth.
Center of the...
What?
The center of the solar system.
Oh, my God. This guy.
Sorry. Like, the center of the solar system.
Because I gave
him... What is it? Heliocentric? Something like that?
That's too big a word. I gave him like 3 watts and he said the same thing. I went, okay,
the center of the solar system. So you couldn't believe anybody. And the only way...
Who says we're not?
And the only way to do it is to just find out, is to go poke and prod a dead body.
Who really?
Which, who cares?
But also,
the dead person doesn't care.
First of all,
it's just gross.
How do they not care more about the dead body than who cares if we're at the center or not of the solar system? Who gives a shit about that? It's more about this fucking freak three houses down prodding my dead grandma so he could cut a marble. It's
I do care
weird.
More about that
it's
than
fucking
the,
weird.
The solar system thing.
Well, the solar system, you know, it determines a lot of other things.
Who cares? I think you have to care. Poked her, and yeah. then made a marble statue.
You're okay poking Graham Graham?
Yes! I don't care!
You care about the sun?
I do not care about a dead body. Like, I don't care about it. Chop it up, poke it, and prod it. Dude, do it to mine. Dude, a bunch of people get cremated. They literally burn the body. Burn the body. Why is that not disrespectful, but poking it for the sake of art and science is? Like, what is this?
Something pure about the cremation, but also, I guarantee you'd care about a dead body if one ended up in, like, your closet.
Well, of course. That's not what I'm saying at all.
That's kind of what you're saying.
And what I'm saying is that I wouldn't care about, like, oh, treat it with respect. I'd be like, get this thing out of here. Throw it down the stairs.
No, you would not touch that body. Put it in a garbage bag.
I don't care.
You wouldn't touch that body. You wouldn't touch
it. A dead body?
Yeah. If it was in your closet?
If not, I mean, well, no, of course. That's because I'm afraid of the police. But if there was no police involved, I would absolutely throw that dead body in the trash.
No, question. Yes, are you one of the sickos that, like, at a funeral, you go and, like, kiss the body?
That's not what I mean. But I've touched dead people.
Did you kiss it on
the
lips?
No.
You kissed a dead body?
No,
on the lips?
I didn't kiss anybody. I said I've touched dead people. I didn't kiss them.
Well, how many dead people have you touched?
I go to a lot of funerals.
He has a lot of people
in his closet. Like the suit that they're wearing?
No, the hand. Full hand.
Oh, you're touching a dead guy.
Who cares?
Or woman.
Who cares? It is literally just a fucking bag of bones. What is our freak? You know,
you're the freak. Also,
I'm not the freak. I am the person who is rational here. There is nothing special or sacred about this thing. We are not our bodies.
I agree with that.
We are not our bodies.
Why do you have the need to go into a funeral and touch the body?
Well, if it's someone that I love, it's a nice, you know, hold your hand, nice thing.
But you said before that we are not our bodies, and they're dead, so that's not them anymore.
So you're just doing something weird.
They are countering your own point. You're making our arguments for us.
Well, that's just making yourself feel better. But I do agree, at a larger scope, it is stupid. You know, I'm not saying that.
Have you ever gone into a funeral you just saw and went in and touched the body?
He kissed the lips.
No,
he said it.
I didn't say that. I did never kiss the lips before, but I wouldn't be above it.
Danny!
Oh, my God.
Danny.
I was about to ask, what would you do?
Danny!
If your significant other dies, you give them a nice little kiss.
Oh, no,
I've seen every single person, like, who has had a living significant other, I've seen them kiss the body. Every single person.
On the lips?
On the lips?
Maybe not on the lips. More like a cheek kiss, but either way.
I've seen it, but my point is...
You're not, like, tonguing it, bro.
Oh, I'm not saying that. Also, yeah, I don't think it's a little smooch.
It's like a last...
You're saying goodbye
to their vessel. That's what you're saying goodbye to.
It's a gateway to necrophilia.
No, it is not. Yes, no, it is not. First of all, the lips are sealed anyway.
We're getting blurry. That's what I was going to say.
Trust me, the lips are sealed.
We're getting blurry here.
We're getting blurry. You're calling somebody a necrophiliac. Tonya knows.
I think kissing.
What did I do?
You said you've seen it too, bitch.
I mean, it's still a gateway drug, kind of.
It is.
So you're saying your grandpa is a gateway necrophiliac?
Who said my grandpa was kissing?
Was it your grandma? It was your grandma.
I don't know if it was my grandma.
Your grandma's in gateway necrophilia?
She's kind of strange. I don't know if Da Vinci took her yet. You know what I mean?
All I'm saying is that when I die, do not treat my body like some fucking...
I agree. You keep making this point.
Danny,
no one's treating your body with respect.
That's all I'm saying. I'm saying throw it in a fucking bag or a hole or a...
Well, we're not going to do that.
Dirt box. Or burn it. I don't care. That's the point.
You're making two separate arguments.
A lot of people do care as well. There are some people, my mom being one of them, that refuses to be buried in the ground. She's like, I don't like the idea of it. It's like, doesn't matter. When you're dead, you're dead. What's the difference?
Well, I mean, you could respect what you want.
I agree.
No, of course I'll respect it.
What does she want to do?
Dumb. She wants a mausoleum.
That's on the ground.
No, it's not.
That's one of
the ones on
you're
top.
On like a shelf.
It's like a drawer.
Oh, she wants to be put in the file cabinet.
She wants to be put in the file cabinet.
And then you'll be like, oh, here's like the D section for Danny. Here's the M section for Mom. Is that her name?
Yeah, but I don't think that's how it works.
It might be.
It comes in twos.
No, you have.
She wants to be to the right of my dad, which is where she sleeps, which is nice.
Huh. How'd we get here? What happened?
I don't know. Jason, what's the question?
Jason has a great question for us.
Or should we ask this first?
You know, that's a good point. I have a question.
Okay.
I have a question, and it's so the responsibility of our producer is to cultivate these really thought-provoking questions. Mm-hmm. You're very nuanced, never been seen before, right? So he came today, and this is a question to you guys. It's not the question, it's what comes after. He asked this question. Would you rather suck do the first 90% of the blowjob or the last 10%? My question, that's not the question. My question is, have you ever heard that question before?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked about this, I think, already.
Right. Now, my question to everybody back there, and I'm not going to punish him or you know, do anything, allegedly. How many of you have heard that question before? And I need it in the comments or wherever, whatever platform we are, please. You have any piece to say about it?
I did not claim that I created that question. I said I saw it on Instagram.
No one said any of that. No one said any of that.
I think, more than have you ever heard this question, the job really is, do you think that we would be able to give any, you know, unique insight on this question?
Right.
I think you'd have a lot of unique insight.
Well,
got him.
You have wise words. I don't know.
You do have wise words.
I don't know the answer to this question, honestly. I think the last
10%. I mean, it's definitely the last
10%. Oh, my gosh. It's definitely the first 9%. Are we really going to get into this?
It's definitely the last 10%.
You guys would rather get cum in your mouth?
I'd rather the last 10%.
Thank you, Jason.
I'd rather do the legwork and not have the fucking, you know.
The legwork is really the worst part, I would assume.
But the last 10%, that could go pretty, like, you know, it's not.
You have to swallow.
It's not. Do I?
We didn't say all that.
Do I have to swallow?
You didn't say all that.
Yeah, but
it's kind of like worse to spit.
Yeah, if you spit, I feel like that's only 9%.
If you No. It's worse to spit.
Why?
If you spit, now you're like his dirty little slut who has like cum all over your chest.
Jesus Christ. Chest. Have you ever spit before? Also, this is a kid's program.
This is Patreon. This is not a kid's program. This isn't the Patreon. This isn't Picky Boys After Dark.
But like, we'll get more into it at patreon.com/PickyBoys, by the way.
Talk about this more.
Jason, just bleep all that.
Jason, just bleep all that. That better be the clip, and you better put it out there.
I still think the hard part about this is the first 90%.
The hard part about it is the penis.
Exactly.
Big dog.
I mean, in an ideal situation.
All right, Jason, we can do a little more. We got a little news article for us.
What's happening in the world, Jason?
Sure. JT sent this earlier this week.
Oh.
Yes, I did send this.
Let's just stick on the nude train.
This is a cruise ship departing from Florida next year that is fully nude, and I think it's the first
of its kind.
I don't know if it's the first of its kind or first in Florida.
Wait a minute. I love these.
I have so many questions.
I love these. Hold on. Can you scroll up first? Because I got a couple things here. Just quick. Pack Lightly. Love that.
Yeah, great.
Scroll down. There's another one that's like the Bare Necessities.
That's
love,
the company.
Love. Oh, that's what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh.
Held by nude cruise company Bare Necessities. So I guess this must not be the first, right? If they're
no, it's Norwegian.
Oh, it's a collab.
Yeah.
Norwegian cruise line.
So passengers cannot be nude at the port unless announcements are made otherwise.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of
showing up with a suitcase.
What
and just
does that mean?
There's a lot of strange rules.
That's right. Not a strange.
No. But some of them make sense. No, on the actual.
All okay. Dining rooms require clothes.
Thank God.
But the buffet area does not, which feels like it should be the opposite, really.
No, it's just look. You know, this is a place of you know. You got to wear clothes here, but at the buffet, go crazy.
Mm-hmm,
go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a buffet.
I would be horrified to find a hair in my buffet meal.
Oh, man.
It says, the travel company also emphasized that taking photos and videos of any individual without consent is prohibited. Okay.
Fine.
Yes. As is wearing lingerie.
Yeah, I don't...
So is it saying you can't take photos or videos of people wearing lingerie, or is it lingerie is prohibited?
Lingerie is prohibited.
No, why? No. I think it's saying you can't take
nude or lingerie.
Yeah. I think it's just saying you can't take photos when they're nude, and because they're like, well, she's not nude, she's wearing a fucking pasties on her nipples. Like, no, can't take pictures of lingerie.
Are you sure?
I think that's what it means.
Why
would they put that in the same sentence?
Why would wearing lingerie be a crime here?
Because a lot with these nudists, a lot of times it's not a sexual thing, and wearing lingerie makes it sexual.
I'll tell you what, the wording is definitely weird. The wording is weird because it says, as is wearing lingerie, like that's also prohibited.
Can we get the original statement, the article?
If I'm going on this cruise, maybe I don't understand nudism, but I'm expecting it to be sexual.
Right.
No. Like, I think, having.
Wait, scroll up. There's no titties or peepees there.
See, at these.
This looks kind of nice.
At these kinds of gatherings. again, like having an erection is highly frowned upon.
Well, no, no.
No one's saying yes. Oh, for sure, dude.
No one's saying
get hard
around. I watched a nudist thing that said like having an erection is not frowned upon, as if it's in a sexual nature, it is. But erections are just, they're just, you know,
first
human
of all,
nature.
Human sexual nature, yes.
Yeah, but you cannot, first of all, everybody knows this. An erection does not have to be sexual in nature.
Okay.
First of all, everyone knows this. If you're at a nude beach and you get an erection, you're supposed to like, okay, cover up politely.
Or you just do it like an ostrich buried in the sand.
Yeah.
I don't think it's frowned upon. That's not fair.
If you're rocking,
what do you mean that's not fair?
If you're rocking a fucking hard on at the nude beach, people are going to be like, that guy's a creep and a weirdo.
No, if you're touching yourself, then yeah. But sometimes you get an erection and everybody gets an erection in mass. Everybody gets one. Everybody gets one.
In church,
it's not a sexual thing.
It could be.
It's not.
And you're supposed to, you know, politely cover up.
It's something in the incense.
No, he's saying in church. No, what I'm saying is,
I'm saying it doesn't have to be sexual. You're classifying it as a sexual thing, and an erection does not have to be sexual.
Erections are sexual.
They said there's a whiskey.
They are sexual.
They said there's a whiskey bar on the cruise. My point is, if there's one old bat who has a hard on at the whiskey bar surrounded by tits, and him in the middle of the bar, he's going, it's not a sexual erection, I promise. I don't believe him.
I mean, that's fine if you don't believe him.
But you believe him?
My question simply is, have you ever gotten an erection in a non-sexual context? Yes. Yes.
Yeah. That doesn't prove your point.
It would absolutely prove my point.
Because by the very nature.
Who cares?
There's no tits around. By the very nature, by the linguistics breakdown, like the penis is a sexual organ. Getting an erection is sexual. It is.
It's a sex organ.
And so, it's also more than that.
Not really, but it's
a bathroom organ.
For sure. But
that's
but,
still sexual.
Which is why you can go to the bathroom and pee, and that's not sexual. However, getting an erection is sexual.
I disagree with this statement. Getting an erection is inherently sexual.
I have a better question. Is it 97% sexual usually?
Of course.
Then That's enough. That's enough. That's a margin of error that we're fine with.
But it should not be frowned upon then.
Unbelievable.
If it is a natural human reaction. Type in, do nudists care about erections? Type it in.
Of course they're going to say, oh, it's not.
Do nudists care about an erection?
If they do,
I don't fuck with nudists because that is just so antithetical to their whole point.
3%.
This is a natural body. It shouldn't
do
be covered
nudists
up.
Nudists have jobs. That's another good follow-up question.
That is a good question.
It's probably remote jobs. They could probably do remote jobs.
As long as the guys are discreet about it. Yes, cover up with a towel. Yes, exactly what I was saying.
They didn't say cover up with a towel.
That's what discreet means.
Read the fucking full thing. Thank you.
They didn't say cover up with, they just said discreet.
Cover up with a towel.
Read the full thing,
Danny, you're
just
reading the highlighted part.
We're talking about the established nudist erection etiquette: cover up with a towel or go in the water until the moment passes.
This is what Danny facts. He just read the highlighted part.
He did the highlight. I told him it was there. He went, no, it's not. I said, yes, it is. He went, no, it's not.
Or go into the pool. I mean, I guess that's fair-ish.
That's what we're saying.
Exactly what I said. I said, when you get an erection, you're supposed to just cover up. That's it. That's all we're asking.
This is
the one TripAdvisor thing. I don't even know if this is written by a nudist.
First of all, I would trust TripAdvisor completely about this.
Why?
Because they're the ones doing the trips.
TripAdvisor is just other people saying, it's just like Quora.
It's a forum.
What were you expecting as an answer? A scientist?
Right there. Erections are completely normal and natural.
That's Quora. No, you just said Quora is a bad thing.
I said TripAdvisor is equivalent to Quora. They're both forums. So both should be taken into account. We don't care unless you make it a thing. Don't make it a thing. It's an erection. Get over it.
And cover up.
I just disagree with this notion that like, oh, you're a perv because you have an erection now. That's not necessarily the case. And also specifically in places where some people don't get erections, I feel like oftentimes you do get an erection just because you can't. You know what I mean?
No.
I don't know what you mean.
I'm saying it's forbidden. Like, it's like you ever laugh at a place where you're not supposed to laugh?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you tell me you're not supposed to get an erection, my mind is thinking about erections, and now I get an erection.
Right. But now you're saying, okay, you know how sometimes when you laugh when you're not supposed to laugh, but it's not funny. That's what you're saying. We're saying it's sexual. You're saying that's when it's the most funny. is no, when you're not allowed to laugh.
But yeah, exactly. But so you're saying it's the most sexual. But inherently, it is not funny. It's just you're laughing because you're not supposed to laugh. And I'm saying this is inherently non-sexual. I'm hard because you're saying I can't be hard.
But that's the thing. It's so not. It's so not funny. That it becomes funny.
If the rule,
no, but it's so not funny. But it's not a one-to-one comparison. This is not so not sexual that it becomes sexual.
I think
that's
I just pulled my back.
That's not
kind
how
of,
it works.
Kind of.
No, not.
First of all, also, you have so no, non-sexual that it be, their tits are out. What the fuck are you talking
it
about?
It doesn't have to be about that, bro. You are too. You're thinking with your dick. I'm right. thinking with my mind.
Right. That's clear.
You're thinking with your dick, and I think it's that's I think very it's clear. Incredibly fucking. Hippocratic.
Danny's sticking with his mind right now.
Hypocritical? What is the word?
Hippocratic oath.
Danny. No. Hypocritical. It's hypocritical that nudists who love the body and care about the body and don't see the body as sexual to see this thing as sexual.
I don't know that nudists say that.
This is...
Well, then why are you fucking naked? If
they
want to
see some tits,
no, see, that's you're misunderstanding. I am understanding them. You are misunderstanding them. And
they set the cover up.
Well, first of all, it's just some guy. It's just some guy.
There is no answer that's not just gonna be some guy.
Give me a 30.
Who cares? Who cares? If what is the difference between seeing a penis and seeing an erect penis? If you're a nudist and you don't care, what is the difference?
Big difference.
What is the difference?
Big difference.
Not for you, buddy.
The only thing I got from that out of that whole thing was Danny saying essentially that if he saw a sign that said don't get an erection, he'll immediately get an
erection. Yes, basically. Yes, that is what I'm saying. That is a natural body response. Okay. And I should not be ostracized. I have to walk the plank on this cruise because I got a boner. Sue me. I got a boner on the cruise. Sue me.
So are we getting tickets?
And I'm not gonna put it on. I'm not gonna put it under the water, even though it might make it look bigger.
Big dog.
Refraction.
Refraction, baby. That's that. See, now I'm making it sexual, and that's not good.
Now it's bad. Read Snooki's bibliography. What? She says penises look bigger underwater.
All right. She can see.
We got to get out of here. Also, there's too many tears for today.
Are we getting tickets?
Yeah, let's get tickets. Yeah. Let's go. Anybody want to go on?
Also, this is definitely a sex cruise. I don't believe it. This is a sex cruise.
It's for sure a sex cruise.
Yeah.
So that's why they're saying.
What do you think the average age is?
Old.
Saggy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
50 plus.
No, you'd be 40. Surprised. There's 40s. Yeah, for sure.
I'd say it's probably 50s, though. There'd definitely be some 40s.
35 to 60. And then it jumps a gap to 80s.
All right.
Well, you might as well join the Patreon. I mean, it's patreon.com/pickyboys. You get double the stuff, more than double the stuff, because of all the promotions and extra videos we do. JT, tell them where to find you.
Find me on Instagram at TheJBalls.
Danny?
I mean, Danny is watching on Instagram and... with an erection in a place I shouldn't have.
Oh, that gotta stop. See, now it's getting...
Well, now that sounded weird. Yeah, I didn't mean that to sound weird.
No, the whole thing sounded weird. That's what we were getting at. But
we're talking... Okay.
Yeah, no, let's... You know what? Let's just...
No, I'm going to do it again. You can find me at Danny is watching on Instagram and with no erection in a place that I can't
weirder.
Have one.
That's weirder. It's weirder. You can find me at Ann Prisco. Can't forget to follow.
It's in the fucking bio. Go fuck yourself.
And all adjacent stuff, too. Don't forget that.